try something for me, a little thought exercise. Okay, imagine this. You're 22 years old. You're working in a convenience store in a Canadian community. Let's say Peterborough. It's Thursday night, Friday morning, actually, 2 a.m. Okay, someone walks into your door, your store, as you're working carrying a baseball bat. What do you do? In Peterborough, Ontario, last Friday night, or Thursday night, Friday morning, this very thing happened. Now, not only did the would-be robber have a bat and attempt to rob the store, he hit the clerk with the bat. Just once by the sounds of it, because at that point, the clerk grabbed the bat away from the robber, chased him outside, and beat him with it. Okay? Beat him with his own bat, sent the guy to hospital. So, police arrived. What do you think happened? Everybody was arrested. Everybody was charged. That clerk was arrested and charged with aggravated assault. The 37-year-old would-be robber charged with robbery, assault with a weapon, possession of a weapon. Now, as you might expect, this is controversial and being hotly debated right across the country. A lot of people really, really angry that this store clerk has been arrested and charged. They're saying, what do you mean? This guy brought the bat. This was self-defense. Let's find out. We're going to chat with Ari Goldkind now. Ari is a frequent guest here on the show. He's a criminal defense lawyer and a legal commentator. Ari, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Always good to be with you, Shay.
I think you and I probably agree on this one, and we'll get to our takes in a second. But first of all,
we don't.
You don't think?
Nope.
Okay. Well, let's start. Let's do this first, because let's establish the rules, because I think they're important.
And I was just being cute, by the way, but I do think we'll disagree on this, but it'll be fun.
Exactly. That's the whole point. What does the law say? Okay, that's what we're actually going to have to defer to in the end anyway, no matter how we feel about it. What does the law say about what happened in Peterborough last Thursday night?
Well, that's an easy one, but before we get to it, let's have more fun. What do you think? Do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing? And I'll go from there.
Okay, there's two approaches for me. First,
you're the host, your show.
When I look at it as a human being and as a Canadian, I look at it and go, good on you. This guy brought the bat, swung it at you. If you can get the bat away and hammer on him, I don't have a problem with it. However, I know the law says there are limitations to what you can do, and I imagine it all changed when he chased him out the door. But as a Canadian and as a human, part of me says, well, of course, you brought the bat. I mean, you should have been expecting to get hit with it if you can't handle it. So that would be my takeaway, although I do know there's probably legal aspects that are different.
That's a very good take. I'll now give you mine. I'll tell you, you and I probably agree on 74.8% of it, okay?
Okay.
So if this was a Christopher Nolan movie called Batman, The Clerk Returns,
yep,
we'd all be sitting there enjoying the robber getting his just desserts.
Right. Sure.
Now, why do I say this? One of the reasons that this has gained controversy in Canada, because this is actually a very simple legal story, Shay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that in a moment about why the Peterborough police did exactly what they should and why the police chief, to his great credit, came out with a muscular statement, unlike the cowardly, feckless police chief I have in my city, who's basically a submitted, feckless nothing. The Peterborough police chief came out and said, no, everybody on Twitter can shut up. Here's what happened. Here's why we charged them. And I'll go into that in a second. Back to the reason I think this is controversial is because I think you and I agree, and I'm hoping that most of your listeners agree, not that I ever care who disagrees, that we're now living in a country that's increasingly lawless. We tend to reward the criminal. We tend to bend over backwards to say, you know, we got to treat you with kid gloves. It depends your demographic, where you grew up, your background, your culture. Meanwhile, innocent law-abiding shopkeepers, jewelry store people, people getting carjacked in my city, Che, it's an epidemic. And we're talking serious violence, often done by 15, 16-year-old so-called boys who are untouchable. So you can't take that out of the story that so many of us, and I'm a criminal defense lawyer, mm-hmm. Today, trust me, I defend these people, but I'm also very supportive of cops. People think that that's, you know, those two things can't go together. Well, you're wrong or ideologically slow. The reason that I say that is because when you have this atmosphere where people believe the police aren't there to help you, that if you defend yourself, the cops will come handcuff you, that's what sets this story off. The shorter, easier answer to your question is, everything the clerk, we'll call him the clerk, did within the store is completely
right.
Kosher.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
You can whack him over the head if the guy's coming at you. If it's your life or his, you can use as much force as is reasonably necessary to make sure you're the one going home, if your life is in danger here, and you're one of the few commentators, Shay, because I was expecting to correct you. I didn't need to do it. The key piece to this story, and I say this obviously with humor, most people are leaving out the very important part that the police chief of Peterborough said, no, 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 no. What happened here is that the clerk got the bat. The fight was over.
Yeah.
The robber tried to run away.
The threat has ended.
Correct. And now you know where we're going, where the clerk has chased him. And by the way, morally, ideologically, do I have any real deep problem with what the clerk did, Shay? No,
right.
I didn't.
No.
Okay? No, I don't. But from a legal point of view, as I think your listeners and you can well know where I'm going, that once the fight is over, we're not Clint Eastwood. We're not Christian Bale. By the way, he's the good one, so I use his name. Once the fight is over, you can now no longer use any kind of force in retribution, revenge, anything like that. And just to make this very clear, Shay, one of the big decisions from the Supreme Court, and one that I think they got right, because I think they get many wrong, but I'm just a lowly defense lawyer, is that if you create the very situation that leads to you going whole hog on somebody, in other words, your listeners would say, well, wait a minute, he brought the bat to the store.
Right.
No.
That once doesn't matter, hey?
That not once you leave the store and chase him. The threat is over.
Yeah.
By the way, the part that you should also know before we get to the end of this is the police charged aggravated assault. Now, that's a very important term to this, Shay, that the allegations are that this guy got beat over the head, and I don't think it's one time. I think it's multiple strikes.
Yeah, he's in hospital. Like, he's in rough shape, Ari.
That is correct. An aggravated assault, just for people who don't follow the criminal code, and if you don't, good on you, you've got better things to do, means that you have maimed, wounded, or endangered the life of another. So even though we all want the robber to be arrested and probably do hard time, it is not acceptable in a civilized country, as tempting
yep.
as it is to all of us, Shay,
yep.
that somebody takes a beating over the head to the point where they almost die.
Ari, we agree completely. I don't know. What are we going to do now?
I don't know. Let's talk about something else.
I wanted to talk about the police chief because I think that's important, and you're right. The chief of police in Peterborough went really public this week because he saw this coming, and his officers, I mean, the accusations are everything from you're racist, that's why you're charging this store clerk. I don't know. I guess he's a minority of. I don't even know who he is.
You know, that sets me off like nobody's business, and that's what I was alluding to.
Yeah, they're throwing all kinds of things at the cops here.
I mean, first of all, let's get to that allegation. You cannot have a discussion about crime in Canada without talking about race, culture, demographics, immigration policy, all these third rails that you're not allowed to talk about. If you want to solve crime, you ain't going to solve it by having a dishonest, cowardly conversation about it. But the part about the police chief I like, and let's get into the criminal justice system. The police chief makes it very clear. We've got the video.
Yeah.
We have the video of what happened. But our system, Shane, this is getting a little wonky, but I think it's interesting. Our system says, well, everything is blocked by a publication ban. We can't put it out for the public to see. Well, you watch enough U.S. TV, Shane.
I know.
That, you know, you will see videos like this released within 5 seconds of a shooting or charges. They don't have the same worshiping of secrecy that we do. Now, there are some good reasons for it. I'm not sold on them. I think they're old school, ideologically yeah. bereft. The police chief should be able to put out the video that he's relying on. And by the way, as I said to you, not thinking we would go there, good for him for coming out in a very muscular way and saying everybody on Twitter, I refuse to call it X, that's stupid.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody on Twitter can go pound salt. They made an arrest based on watching the evidence and watching the video, and anybody who doesn't understand that is not intelligent. And I really like when a police chief, whether I agree with him or not, by the way, Shay, comes out with some muscularity in a country now that police have to tiptoe and
yeah.
walk on eggshells around criminals and making sure they don't get called the R word and all other sorts of things. Good for him for doing it, and I salute him.
Yeah, me too. And I'm sure, you know what, his rank and file salute him too. I'm sure it was much appreciated by them.
They do sometimes, even when they're wrong, Shay. That's the
blue
line that I can criticize, but this was sort of, excuse me, we have the video, people. You don't know what you're talking about. Be quiet. Yep. And I like that.
Ari, always like when you're on the show. I appreciate it very much. Have a good day, sir.
Good to be with you, Shay.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.